Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Create your battle board. Create your battle board, right? Write it down. Create your battle board. What does that mean? Here's what it means. If I could, through the internet, and show up in your house right now, could you take me by the hand and show me a wall in your house that clearly outlines and shows what you are working for and towards? Maybe you call it a vision wall. Maybe you call it a mission wall. Maybe you call it your, you know, your war room. But is there somewhere, can you show me on a wall, visually in your house, not on your computer, not in your little phone, you know, not on this one little note that you tuck away and you hide from everybody else so they don't see what you're working on? No, show me a wall with your battle plan. See, so many people don't break through. And they don't break through because what's end up happening for them is so often they're in this place where, you know, unfortunately, the truth is they didn't have a plan. And they won't talk about it and they won't say anything to anybody. And yet, if you get down to it, you start coaching, you start working with them, you find out they didn't have a plan. They did not have a plan. And so I think it's so important that you realize the value of having your battle plan, right? So a battle board. What's a battle board? If I showed you your house, you would have a wall somewhere. Maybe it's a, you know, maybe you wrote it on a regular 8.5 by 11. Or if you saw it in my room, it's like I literally got like butcher paper. And I take, you know, some blue tape. And what is on that wall? There's 12 boxes on that wall, ladies and gentlemen. What's on that battle board? 12 boxes. What's each box? Yep, a month. Each box represents 1 month. And within that box, what do I have written down? The goals that have to happen that month. The metrics that have to happen that month. The steps I'm going to take that month. The key activities of that month, right there on the battle board. Y'all got it? So, and I've seen a lot of these from clients before. I'll walk in and there's their battle board, you know, and they might have a fancy one made of burlap and text and beautiful Instagram ready battle board. And here's what they got. They got their mission statement across the top. And then they've got on there a reminder of the three words of who they want to be as a person, you know, enthusiastic, bold, present. Oh, I like that. Then they've got the 12 boxes. Oh, look, in July, here's the numbers they're trying to hit. Here's what they're trying to do in August. Here's what they're trying to do in September. And on that battle board, it might be the most simple things. It might be in September, event coming up. Okay, what are they doing before the event? Here's the 5 steps. Okay, October, what are they doing? They're taking the vacation. Here's what's going on. But visually representing your battle plan that's on a wall that you see all the time is so important. I cannot tell you how many people fail to do this. And I think it's unfortunate because if I know many of you have been in corporate America before, if you've ever worked at the senior leadership level, they've got, you know, war rooms dedicated towards this. You know, I've had the blessing of being in the White House multiple times. I've had the blessing of being at NASA. I've had the blessing of being at some of the biggest companies in the world. And when I work with these executives, they dork out on, oh, here's what we're working on, Brendan. And there's a board. I just call it the battle board. And they're right on the battle board is everything they are working towards and moving towards. And I see that battle board and I know them. And I know they're going to achieve it.
right? In your business, I'm sure you got a whiteboard somewhere, but here's the issue. A lot of people have a whiteboard in their house, in their home, in their office, and it's empty all the time. Or they use it once in a while. No, battleboard, permanent plan for achieving what this year? So if you don't have that, give yourself the gift. Go get some butcher paper or big poster board. Tape it up. Get some blue tape so it doesn't rip off your paint. Tape it up on a wall. Draw a box. July, August, September, October, November, December. And get razor clear. What are your monthly or your weekly goals? What's going to be on there? What are you achieving? What are you working towards? Because some of you, the reason you haven't doubled your progress this year, your eye keeps getting taken off the game plan. You lose yourself in this. So many people, listen, I guess the average person now picks this up over 80 times a day. They pick up the phone 80 times a day and look at it and look at it and look at it. But ask them, did you look at your battle plan for the year? Do you know where you're at this month? What's next month? And they can't even say yes. And you're like, this is a challenge. This is a problem, my friends. So let's get better at this. Create your battle board. You got to have a board up. You got to have a board up. How are you going to win if you don't have a board up? You know, I always loved, if you ever visit the stock exchange, the old school down on the stock floor, and you looked up and they got all the numbers ticking across there. It tells everyone on the floor what to pay attention to, what to do. Now, we've advanced beyond that, obviously, but there's some symbolism in that. And I just believe so many people, it's not that they don't even, I mean, listen, did you look at your goals every day this year? Every day. Did you look at your goals every day this year? It's such a simple question. Every day. I don't mean once in a while, every day. And if you didn't, my invitation to you is to consider the fact that maybe the amount of time that you're spending with your goals is not sufficient enough to motivate you. Maybe the amount of time you're spending with your goals is not sufficient enough to keep you focused. Maybe the amount of time you're spending with your goals is not sufficient enough to activate that unconscious brain that says, huh, I know how to achieve that. Maybe it's the reason you're not coming up with more ideas in the shower in the morning, because you're not cueing your brain with enough repetition of looking at your specific goals. Because when you look at your specific goals over and over and over and over again, day after day after day after day, it literally helps rewire your brain, and it helps program your brain to say, oh, let me pay attention to ideas, thoughts, and feelings I have consciously and unconsciously that might be able to manifest these goals. This is why having a visual representation of what you are after and looking at it every day is so critical to all of personal development training of all time. But why is it that so many people still don't do it? They just get caught up. More people look at other people's Instagram every day than they do their own goals. And we wonder why so many people are struggling to achieve things faster. Let's get you back on your plan. Let's get you back on you moving forward, because you're paying attention to what is necessary for your life, your goals every day. Best of all, if you have your goals, I appreciate a list of goals, but I'd rather see it charted out on a page. There it is. Monthly goals, major activities. Got it. Mission statement. Okay. Three words that define who I am. Okay. My values. Great. Something up on that board that you look at and you go, there's my life. That's what I'm working towards today.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about, and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. HPXoptimize.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. It's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to HPXwellness.com right now. HPXwellness.com.
Attack the low-hanging fruit this month. What does that mean? I know sometimes our aphorisms don't work around the world. Low-hanging fruit, it means your quick wins. The things that you can do that are easy, that get you progress right now. Let me give you an example. Some of you are trying to double your business and you are doing all this work, building systems and running out there and trying to meet new people, going to 50 networking events and everything else. And sometimes it's like, hey, send an offer to your current buyer list. They're already your customers. That's the low-hanging fruit, right? It's about going after what's there and going after the low-hanging fruit. Notice this month. What's an easy thing that you already know how to do, that you've done before, or an opportunity that you haven't gone back to that well? You're out here trying to do a million new things, but you already have this thing that works, that you can just work this thing that works again really diligently for the next 30 days and see major progress. That's what I'm talking about with this strategy of attacking the low-hanging fruit. What's already there, what's already easy, what have you done before, what have you systemized, proven, or shown before, and work that thing, my friend. What's the low-hanging fruit? I want you to write it down. Like, think about it. What's the low-hanging fruit in my business? Or what's the low-hanging fruit in my career's business, if you work for other people? What's the thing we could do right away in the next 30 days that would really help advance our mission, our agenda? What is it? What's that thing? What's the thing we could take advantage of, you know, that's right there? And in all areas of your life, there's low-hanging fruit. Some of you are like, well, one day I'm going to get healthy. You already have a friend who works out. Why don't you call him tonight and say, hey, could we work out together this week? Low-hanging fruit. It's already there. You're like, well, someday I'll get the perfect trainer. No, you have friends who already work out and work out harder than you. Go work out with them. Well, someday I'll figure out the perfect nutrition plan. No, you already got that low hanging fruit. You already know what to do. Do what you already know how to do. I think so many people are seeking the new thing and they're missing the thing in front of them. I know that's common sense, but you hear me say it all the time. Common sense is not always common practice. And that's why so many people fail to reach their full potential. They're not practicing the basics. If you own your own business, go back to your buyers. Offer them something right now. In the next 9 days, everyone who ever bought anything from you ever, go offer them something that you already have, that you already know how to fulfill, that you already know how to implement, that you already know how to get out there. Yes, you could wait until you built the next 7 products, or go revisit everybody who hasn't bought the product you do have and make a little video and say, hey, I noticed you haven't bought this. You really should buy this. Here's why. It's great value. Can really serve you. Like, just go. It's like, it's right there for you. You're sometimes waiting for the biggest lottery winning ticket when in front of you, you've got $20 for dinner tonight. Like, you've got the low hanging fruit available to you. Go enjoy it. Use it. I'm not saying don't be strategic, because that's what the battle board was for. Your battle board was your strategic plan. It had your monthly goals. It had your weekly goals. It had your major activities. Maybe you wrote down some of the obstacles you're going to face along the way. Maybe you delegated a few items up there. Maybe you got your whole metrics built out for the rest of the year. That's your strategic plan. But then, don't forget, there's some simple moves. What are the simple moves you could do to dramatically improve your life right now? Daily goals done by one. Hashtag done by one. Done by one. What I want you to do is every morning, fill out your high performance planner, know what you need to focus on and get done that day, and then ask yourself, if I had to get this done by 1 p.m., how would I do it? If I only got to work until 1 p.m., and I know some of you only do work to 1 p.m. because we had a lot of extraordinary successful people in this community who, you know, you work your mornings, you take your afternoons off. I get it. I appreciate you too. But for those of you who have not achieved that yet, okay, let's think about it. Let's ask this question. If you only had, let's imagine the day only went to 1 p.m. Obviously, you couldn't get everything in. So what do you have to focus on? If you're going to have done by 1, what do you have to focus on? The major priorities and the needle-moving activities. Write it down. The major priorities of the day and the major needle-moving activities done by 1. That's what I do. And people are like, how does he get so much done? I'm probably not doing any more than anybody else. It's that every day, though, the major priorities and the major needle-moving activities done by 1. Write it down. Major priorities, major needle-moving activities done by 1. Then, guess what? It leaves a whole afternoon to all the randomness of life, right? Oh, I got to take a call? Great. Guess what? I don't take any calls till the afternoon. Why? I set that up so that I can make sure that I focused on the morning being dedicated towards moving my life and my business forward. That was my progress check. That's what I focus on. It's like, did I do what is necessary this morning before I took random calls from other people asking me things, pitching me things, interviewing me on things? Now, some of you say, well, that's just not possible, Brennan. I got to get the kids up, get them to school, come back, check my email, respond to everybody else. And I'm like, no, you need to do your job and get it done by 1. The major needle moving activities that are your job, get it done by 1. You got to reorient the day. Now people say, well, Brennan, what is 1? I said, well, 1 is kind of arbitrary, isn't it? Because if you got it done by 2, would that be equally good? Yes. But the done by 1, because it rhymes, it sticks in your brain a little bit, right? You guys like this? It's like done by 1 mentality allows me to move ahead faster. Because I imagine, I only have till 1 o'clock to get my major needle moving activities. So every day by 1, the major things that had to get done, that I had to do, I've either got them done or significantly along the way. And that's what's important. But many people aren't doing that. You know what you're doing? You're spending so much time reacting to everybody else in the morning that you're not doing the major things that were on your plate that you were supposed to do. And that is why I know without a question in my mind that to double the progress of this group, we can do it, guys. We really can do this. We can double your progress if we can help you adopt this mindset of done by 1. Figure out what are the major priorities of this day and what are the major needle moving activities. Now, I always get asked, what's the difference between the two, Brennan? What's the difference between a priority and like a needle moving activity of my life or my business? Okay, let's talk about priorities. Maybe your priority today, let's see, one of your priorities might be something as simple as, you know what? Call my uncle. He's sick. He's sick in the hospital. He's a priority day. I gotta call him. Okay, I'm gonna call him by 1. That's a priority, right? A needle moving activity is an activity usually related more towards an output, like an activity like, okay, something that moves the needle forward in your brand or your business. For me, as an example, a podcast episode, as simple as that sounds, might be a needle moving activity. Great, that moves the needle in growing our brand. Cool, episode done by 1. Oh, needle moving activity? That may mean a major email broadcast to my email list. Great, done by 1. Major needle moving activity? Call somebody who I'm gonna do a business deal with or who's gonna be an affiliate promotional partner. Call is done by 1 because that was a needle moving activity, right? Something that moves the business or your life forward. Sometimes your priorities Hey, your priorities can be relationships. Your priorities can be handling things for your wife, your husband, your spouse, your partner, the kids. You know, those are priorities for the day. They might have, those are just like, that's a priority. It has to get done today. And this specific day, it has to get done. You know, it can't get done tomorrow because it wouldn't be a priority if it was tomorrow. Today, it's a priority, right? Priorities are today. So what must, it's not just a to-do list, because lots of things on to-do lists. Like, I bet you've written to-do lists before. And isn't it true a to-do list sometimes for you carries over to tomorrow? Well, that's the difference between a priority and a to-do list. Follow? Because sometimes you write things on a to-do list, it's okay if you get them to it 3 days from now, 10 days from now, 50 days from now. A priority, today. Urgent, immediate, necessary. Let's deal with it today.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125.
425. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.